Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Happy New Year's from the How to Sleep podcast. This is your host, Mike Schaefer. If you're listening to this on New Year's Eve, thanks so much. If you're listening to it after New Year's Eve or in the new year in 2019, welcome as well. The content is more than applicable, not just right around New Year's, but year-round. And what I wanted to do is capture the main resolution that many people have around the New Year's is to get healthier, to eat better, to work out. And with so many people thinking that way, including myself, I wanted to go over a quick top 10 list for tips to exercise safely. I think it's important when you start working out again, if you haven't, to ease into it and do so in a manner that avoids injury that would lay you up and essentially stop you from working out and increase the likelihood that maybe you don't continue working out. So I wanted to read through a list of those tips. I also have, for those indulging in the new year, obviously safely indulging in the new year, I wanted to, and I will, share a great smoothie recipe with you that will hopefully help detoxify yourself after the New Year's, or any time that you're needing some detoxification. So let's get into the top 10 tips for exercising safely. And this is by no means the only list of, you know, tips to avoid injuries and to exercise safely. I went to the Harvard Health website from Harvard Medical School. I like this list, and so I'm going to share it with you. I think no matter what you do, just think, you know, listen to this, read into whatever exercise you're getting into, and do it right, and do it slowly if need be. Don't rush into it, and just do it the right way. So, top 10 tips for avoiding injuries. Number 1, take 5 to 10 minutes to warm up and cool down properly. Number 2, plan to start slowly and boost your activity level gradually unless you are already exercising frequently and vigorously. Number 3, be aware that training too hard or too often can cause overuse injuries like stress fractures, stiff or sore joints and muscles, and inflamed tendons and ligaments. Sports prompting repetitive wear and tear on certain parts of your body, such as swimming, parentheses shoulders, jogging, knees, ankles, and feet, tennis, elbows, are often overuse culprits too. A mix of different kinds of activities and sufficient rest is safer. Number 4, listen to your body. Hold off on exercise when you're sick or feeling very fatigued. Cut back if you cannot finish an exercise session, feel faint after exercise, or fatigued during the day, or suffer persistent aches and pains in joints after exercising. Number 5, if you stop exercising for a while, drop back to a lower level of exercise initially. If you're doing strength training, for example, lift lighter weights or do fewer reps or sets. Number 6. For most people, simply drinking plenty of water is sufficient. But if you're working out especially hard or doing a marathon or triathlon, choose drinks that replace fluids plus essential electrolytes. Number 7. Choose clothes and shoes designed for your type of exercise. Replace shoes every 6 months as cushioning wears out. Number 8. For strength training, good form is essential. Initially, use no weight or very light weights when learning the exercises. Never sacrifice good form by hurrying to finish reps or sets or struggling to lift heavier weights. Number 9. Exercising vigorously in hot, humid conditions can lead to serious overheating and dehydration. Slow your pace when the temperature rises above 70 degrees Fahrenheit. On days when the thermometer is expected to reach 80 degrees Fahrenheit, Exercise during cooler morning or evening hours or at an air-conditioned gym. Watch for signs of overheating, such as headache, dizziness, nausea, faintness, cramps, or palpitations. And number 10, dress properly for cold weather workouts to avoid hypothermia. Depending on the temperature, wear layers you can peel off as you warm up. Don't forget gloves. And then there's a little final note. Delayed muscle soreness that starts 12 to 24 hours after a workout and gradually abates is a normal response to taxing your muscles. By contrast, persistent or intense muscle pain that starts during a workout or right afterward, or muscle soreness that persists more than 1 to 2 weeks, merits a call to your doctor for advice. So there you have it. Top 10 tips to exercise safely and avoid injuries anytime you're working out, but especially if you're getting back into it. I highly recommend, please take these into consideration before and during your workout so you can keep at it and accomplish your goals in the new year. Next up, I will leave you with a smoothie recipe that you should give it a shot. I'll say this. If you haven't had some of these ingredients in a smoothie before, go outside your comfort zone. This is a detoxifying smoothie. And for me, when I first heard it, I actually tried it at a market in Marietta, Georgia. Wasn't sure, hesitant at first, tried it, absolutely loved it. So I found a similar recipe, and we'll see what you think. So this detoxification smoothie is called a lemon turmeric flush drink. If you ever thought you'd be drinking one of those, like me, if you never thought, I guess, give it a whirl. If you do like these already, that's great, and continue, and maybe you haven't tried this recipe. So, the ingredients: 2 cups of water, 1 lemon squeezed, 1/2 teaspoon ground turmeric, 1/4 teaspoon ground ginger, 1/8 teaspoon cayenne pepper. That's optional, depending on how much you like spice and how spicy you want it. You could even try just a smidge of cayenne, just not even 1/8 teaspoon, just a real quick little sprinkle if you don't even want to go that far, just to see if you even like the additional spice. 1/8 teaspoon cinnamon, 1 teaspoon stevia, or 1 tablespoon honey or real maple syrup. The honey sounds great to me. Interesting to try the syrup as well. And this serves 2. And it's quite simple. Mix together the water, lemon juice, turmeric, ginger, the optional cayenne pepper, and cinnamon. Add your sweetener, your stevia, honey, or maple syrup to taste. And you will, of course, blend these together. And as they say, the cayenne pepper adds a kick to it, so not everyone can handle it. And that's it. So give it a whirl. Enjoy, and let me know what you think. So that's today's mini manual. I appreciate you guys checking in again. Reminders on how to contact the show, How to Sleep Podcast at Facebook, How to Sleep Cast at Twitter, How to Sleep Podcast at Gmail. Shoot me an email if you have any suggestions or manuals you want to read, anything like that. I'm happy to give them a look and would love to share them on future episodes. Please listen, share, download, rate, and review the show. Absolutely appreciate that feedback and those comments. And other than that, I hope you have a happy new year and much health and happiness to you and yours and your family in 2019. I'll talk to you all soon.